Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Hey, welcome back to the Hardline. 5-9 the Fan, Kevin S. 5-9thefan.com. This was my reward for allowing Rock to talk NBA today. And as promised, we will get into that shortly, the NBA All-Star game, whether or not the current Warriors starting five could beat the Eastern Conference All-Star starting lineup. But first, we're going to talk to our friend over at mybookie.ag. That is Raphael. Sir, how are you?
Pretty good. We have the Golden State Warriors probably be like a four-point favorite against the Eastern Conference All-Stars.
No way.
I would take that.
I would, too. I would, too. Raphael, it's got to be like the talent is comparable, and it's got to come down to the chemistry. Like, these guys, Klay Thompson had 44 the other day, and all 44 points were assisted. Like, it's got to come down to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I like the defensive side of these. I mean, Kawhi Leonard is probably the biggest key that no one's talking about the Eastern Conference. Or even the Toronto Raptors. I think his defensive style, I mean, he reminds me of a young Scottie Pippen when he used to guard Magic Johnson every time they played the Lakers, and he would shut down Magic. I think that's probably no one's really talking about that that front of Kawhi Leonard.
Probably right. Let's dive into, first of all, thanks for joining us. We always like having the experts on to break down some of these fun prop bets, and you guys have a ton of them over at mybookie.ag. What is the most fun prop bet you guys have going on right now?
I think probably the most action ones are still the Tony Romo ones that we put up, but I think the historical matchups is probably getting a lot of plug, because you can bet on the Super Bowl 36 Tom Brady versus the Tom Brady of this Super Bowl 53. So a lot of people really like that one. You can bet Jared Goff touchdown passes to Kurt Warner's touchdown passes in Super Bowl 36. I think those historical matchups, I think right now, are probably going to be one of the biggest ones we've done, just because it's the first time Sportsic has ever done head-to-head matchups like that. I think it's fun. But, of course, Tony Romo's the flavor of the month since his Nostradamus performance at the AFC Championship. I think his prop bets are probably going to continue to be very popular.
How do you go about setting the props? I'm looking at your Tony Romo stuff right now. His predominant color for the tie, you got a +175 for the blue. You have a your +160 for yes, it will be a solid solid color. Your +175 for if he's clean shaven. Is this based on any potential intel? Is this based on just what you've seen over the last 2 years? How do you put these lines together?
Which we've seen in the last couple of years, especially Tony Romo, this is his first year. So my intern, who's at lunch right now, could probably tell you that he's had a lot of dumb YouTube stuff of Tony Romo performances and the national anthem performances. People keep on thinking Gladys Knight sang the national anthem at an NBA All-Star game and singing 1:33. We have 1:43.
Wow.
Over under. So my intern has watched a lot of dumb YouTube stuff, and he's probably cussing at me right now, waiting in line at Jimmy John's.
Oh, but I bet that's right. So the I noticed the average is normally about 2 minutes. 1:33 is really short, isn't it?
It is. But last year went under, which was good, because everyone, of course, always bets the over when it comes to a national anthem. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. I think if she comes out with a pianist, then we're going to probably be screwed on the over, because anytime that happens, anytime you have an instrument on the field as you're singing it, it always goes over. I think it's 4-for-4 anytime there's an instrument on the field singing a national anthem.
No, there should be a prop on that.
My boss is listening. Don't add any more props. They just put up 500 prop bets over at my bookie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's good stuff.
See, I've always wondered. I'm like, I read random prop bets. We read those stories about what are the best prop bets out there. And I'm like, man, where do they come up with all of these? Well, apparently you're coming up with 500 different ones. So yeah. you got to find ways to fill them.
Exactly. I mean, before you could just bet the coin toss, heads versus tails. Now you can bet, will the Patriots win the coin toss? Will the winner of the coin toss win the Super Bowl? Will the team who called the coin toss catch a touchdown pass or rush for a touchdown pass, or will that person that called the play get the correct call?
That's
so
insane.
I mean, just the coin toss alone added 8 more betting props back in the day when I first started doing this in 2000.
That is pretty crazy. How do you stop, not that Tony Romo needs any extra money, but couldn't theoretically Tony Romo come on here and say, I know what I'm wearing, and make all those bets and you guys sort of be screwed on that?
Well, just like we have odds on the Royal Rumble, we have limited action. I mean, we're not going to take a $10,000 bet on blue at Tony Romo's tie. Most of these up are set up for maybe $500 max bets, stuff like that. A lot of it's for customer service issues, for media props as well. But we're not going to take a substantial. I mean, of course, well, Tom Brady rushing touchdowns 1.5 go over. Now we'll take a $10,000 bet on that. But
right.
For a Tony Romo color tie, we're not going to take the house down.
Yeah, I hear you on that. What I have been reading this week, and I'm curious to hear how it has gone for you guys, but over 80% of the money has come in on the Patriots, I think, overall. What's it been like for you guys, and are you really exposed if this doesn't turn over the next week?
Yeah, we are. Last time I checked this morning, I think we're like around 72, 73. We have 2.5, and if we don't start getting back some Ram money, they're probably going to have to move it to 3, which it wouldn't shock me just because I thought originally the betting public, Tom Brady, who's working for rings on his toes because he's running out of fingers, I would figure the public would be all over New England just because of their experience in Super Bowls, not because everyone loves Tom Brady and the Patriots. I just the experience factor only. So would not be shocked if we have to move this by 3 if any Rams money. Because right now, no one's taking a +2.5. If you're a Rams fan and you think they're going to win, why take the +2.5? Take the money line at +130.
Yeah, so you think the chances are pretty good that it will move to 3, and if anybody is thinking they want to bet Rams, they should hold out here?
Yeah, if you're looking to bet the Rams, I say wait, because I think it's either going to stay flat at 2.5 or move it to 3. Now, if you're betting the Patriots, I would hurry up and bet it now. Even bet the money line. I think -150 on the Patriots money line, I think it's a nice steal just in case it does land in 3. You don't have a push, you have a winner. But, yeah, if you're looking at the Rams, I don't think it's ever going to go back to 2 or even 1.5. So I think it's either going to stay flat at 2.5 or actually move up to 3.
I am looking at your Super Bowl MVP odds right now. Tom Brady, as a 4-time winner of this award, is a -110. He is by far the favorite. Jared Goff next at +200. Then you drop to Todd Gurley at +1,000. That's interesting. I think Todd Gurley, if you actually believe that he is healthy, that would be kind of a steal. +1,000 for a guy that was in the running for NFL MVP each of the last 2 years. But it seems like there's a lot of intel that says he's really not healthy, and what Sean McVay's saying, maybe a little more lip service.
Yeah, I agree getting 10-1 on Gurley. Even though I was getting 30-1 on Julian Edelman, I think is a steal. But for me being 45 and having a dad bod, give me C.J. Anderson because I love watching fat people score touchdowns at 18-1. So I'm going to be rooting for that. I have a ticket at 18-1 because, let's face it, he's outplayed Gurley the last 2 playoff games. So if Gurley's not 100%, let's say the Rams are at the goal line a couple of times and they feed it to Anderson and he goes in. Let's say he has 2 or 3 touchdowns. Why wouldn't you give it to him as the MVP if they pull off the upset?
I'm with you. I'm looking at all the – I mean, there's no value there in Tom Brady. -110 just doesn't make any sense. You're putting down more money. I mean, because Jared Goff is just as likely to win it in reality. The quarterback of the winning team wins it the vast majority of the time. I'm trying – if I see C.J. Anderson at 18-1 looks like a serious and in fact, it's amazing that he is there where he is. He is the 5th best odds currently on your board. You know, James White is one at 30-1 where he scored 3 touchdowns, had a ton of yards, and didn't win it 2 years ago because Tom Brady's the one throwing him the ball. I don't know who – if you're looking past C.J. Anderson there, do you take a shot at a – I don't know, maybe a Greg Zuerlein at 80-1 or a maybe a Marcus Peters who's way down at 150-1? It just on the off chance something crazy happens for a lot of value.
Yeah, I think if you're betting the Rams to win the Super Bowl and you like their chances, put more chances on your players to win the MVP. Because let's just face it, if the Patriots win another Super Bowl, there's really only 2 people that could probably win the MVP. That's Tom Brady and maybe Gronkowski, just to give him an award because this is probably his last a season in a Patriots uniform. I don't see anybody else in a Patriots uniform getting the MVP between those two, and it's got to be Tom Brady, just because, again, he's working on rings on his toes, not his fingers. That's how many rings he has. But if you're a Rams fan, yeah, but start picking and bet the house on some of these, because you can get a really, really, really nice payoff. If you, even if you just put $5 or $10 and you hit one of them, that's a nice payoff.
Okay, can I parlay a Brady-Gronk-Belichick triple retirement?
Ooh, probably not.
Oh, come on.
I think only two of those three. I think if they win another one, I wouldn't. That's not a bad parlay to do, just because I wouldn't. I think two of them go out together. I think I've been telling people, I think Brady and Belichick walk off the field together, and I think Drew Brees and Peyton walk off the field together. Gronk, he's walking off the field no matter what. He'll probably be doing movies, wrestling. He might be in a Stallone movie by 365 days from now. Gronkowski, he's done. But Brady, I would say one more year, I think. Even if he does win, I think he gets one more year. Why not rain another ring up?
Rafael, with the real scoop there, Rob Gronkowski would be a perfect replacement for Sylvester Stallone in movies eventually. I mean, he's got the ability. I mean, just the ability to grunt through.
Can I tell you guys something?
Just line after line. I think Gronk's perfect for that.
No, I can assure you he's not perfect for that. Having been around Gronk enough, the reason he sounds like a big crazy person.
CTE.
Is because he's trying to remember what Bill told him to say in the meeting, and he cannot remember it. And you think he can go into movies and remember any sort of line
again,
at all?
No, I'm telling you, he'll be able to read his lines exactly as good as Sylvester Stallone.
Stallone remembers them. He just can't really say them. So there you go. Interesting. I'm going through your. I'm going through the national anthem stuff. Length of time from the music start to the first note, 5.5 seconds. These things are pretty crazy. Do you? Are these things more tailored at how things happen at the Super Bowl, or more how they happen with this individual artist, if you have anything on how they've done it before?
Oh, this individual artist is huge. I mean, just when we had Lady Gaga singing it that 1 year, the national anthem, I had actually, at that time, I couldn't afford an intern, so I had to sit there and watch it. And it amazes me how many times, and phone calls. I would be sending phone calls to people who either worked with her and all that, and see how she did stuff, and people would tell you a little bits and pieces. So, yeah, it has to do with everything, with who's singing. This way, like our Maroon 5 branding props, all those stuff with our inside scoops on with who's singing and who's coming out with them. Yeah, it's a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, and a lot of, like I said, the stuff watching on YouTube.
I am I'm looking at the Maroon 5 bets right now. I like Sugar being the opener at 7-1 there. What is that was a really big hit about 3 years ago. What do you think? You have one more night as a 3-1.
Yeah, where were you last night with my wife? Because she said the same thing to me.
I'm telling you.
This morning. She's like, what is Sugar? And I told her 7-1. She thinks that's her favorite pick on that one. Yeah, we're hearing it's either one more night, or it makes me wonder. I think it's probably going to be one more night. I should be getting some kind of a confirmation probably sometime next week when they start doing sound check, but that's what we're hearing right now. Over under 3.5 songs. We had the under as the favorite, and the money came in. I can't believe I just said money came in on the over of how many Maroon 5 songs came in. So the over probably is going to be a clear winner on that one.
Wait, is there now? Can I place a prop bet that they play Girls Like You and Cardi B comes out on stage? Is that a possibility?
Well, we did have a Cardi B prop. Will she come up on stage? But she already declined it. Because we already have a prop bet over at we took it down this morning, my bookie, because she's actually performing at the ABN Awards this weekend in Vegas.
Should actually know that.
Will she have a wardrobe malfunction during her performance at the ABN Awards? But she said she was not doing the Super Bowl.
So is
they're just on top. They were getting a Cardi B bet in next that weekend in one way or another.
Up for interpretation? When you said malfunction, I think that people could petition that and say that was not a malfunction. It functioned exactly the way it was planned.
We had stipulations underneath that bed what a malfunction wardrobe meant, so we covered our butts.
There you go. Interesting stuff. You can legitimately bet on anything. Will Big Boy wear a Falcons logo on stage? Will he be wearing a gold chain? Will Kylie Jenner appear on stage? Will Travis Scott mention Colin Kaepernick? Will Donald Trump be mentioned at halftime? We've moved away from that. I think this would have been a yes last year. And this year, it is Noah's favored, minus 200.
How about an over and under on 28-3 references?
Yeah, that could be. Now you're making me work again. Thanks.
No, we're helping you out just in case. In case your boss says I need 5:15, we're getting you like halfway there.
It's funny. I got off the phone with him this morning. He says, "You have a lot of media stuff today, don't you?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "You think we'll get squeezed out 5:50 by Monday?" I'm like, "No, because I got to do Razzie odds all weekend because the Razzie Awards were just announced on Wednesday."
Oh, that is good stuff. This is a lot of fun, actually. The amount of time you can spend on. By the way, we're talking to Raphael from mybookie.ag on mybookie.ag here is endless because, one, as we're speaking to you, you're probably adding more prop bets. But two, there's a lot of stuff on here that if you really did want to go check out YouTube and the stuff you're talking about, you could feel like you could get an edge on how long the national anthem would be, what Adam Levine likes to wear, all that stuff. It seems like you could actually do your research on this similarly to how you do your research on if CJ Anderson is good against this type of defense.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, people can really – I tell people, if you're looking into sports gambling or even prep bets along research and study and hours and hours of looking at stuff on the internet, you can find some kind of an edge that you think that can probably help you. Like, for instance, like I said, how many Maroon 5 songs per fam? They performed at a CFL event 3 years ago and sang four songs. So, yes, Maroon 5 did a CFL event.
What is your takeaway here? If you're betting today, are you on the Rams or are you on the Patriots? I know the Rams opened up most places as the favorite. Where did you guys open with?
We opened New England -1, and I jumped on New England -1 just for the number and number only because I thought for sure that the public and the wise guys would be all over New England. So if I can get the Rams +3, I can sit back and hopefully land a middle spot maybe. A 24-22 type game, and I cashed both tickets. But I took New England -1 right away just because I was playing the numbers game. I was just looking at like a stock market because I knew that number would move. There's no way that they were going to stay at one. So if I can get the Rams +3, I could just sit back and enjoy the game with a couple cocktails.
How much does the inexperience of the entire Rams squad play into when you guys are setting the line? Because I think a lot of people would say this Rams team, top to bottom on their roster, is substantially more talented than the Patriots. The Patriots have really been on a run here, and they played unbelievable against the Chargers, and they stifled a spectacular Chiefs offense in the first half. But this Rams team went out and signed legitimate free agents. They went out and made legitimate trades to go get Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib and sign Ndamukong Suh. And, you know, they have the best D-tackle in the league and Aaron Donald, Todd Gurley, if he's healthy, best running back in the league. And they have a genius head coach. I think most people would look at the rosters without any history and say, you know, the Rams should be favored here. But you guys set the Patriots at -1. How much of that was based on this being their 9th Super Bowl with the same quarterback and the same head coach?
When I was looking at this game and even looking at the prop bets when I was making them, all I can think about is how bad we got burned on Super Bowl 36 because it was the role we reversed, the greatest show on turf versus an inexperienced Tom Brady and a young New England Patriots squad, and look what happened there. So when I was actually working at all this for Super Bowl 53, all I can think about is how bad we lost on some of the prop bets on Super Bowl 36 and how bad we over-adjusted on a rookie staff or our young and experienced staff. So that's how I was approaching all my stuff and how I was doing all our Super Bowl stuff this year was from 36 to 53. So I hopefully we'll have a better outcome than what we did on Super Bowl 36. Because like I said, that Rams team back then in Super Bowl 36, I've never seen a more fun team to watch on TV back there. Just Kurt Warner was throwing left-handed passes to screen passes, and they were going for touchdowns. That was a very, very fun team to watch. So I'm trying to learn my lessons from what I did last year in Super Bowl 36 and how I approached it this year.
Good stuff, Raphael. Any parting words for us? Anything? One, we appreciate all the insight this entire year, and thank you for coming back on. But any parting words for us? Anything we should be checking out? And any value that we have not discussed?
Yeah, don't sleep on your Cardinals this year. Your Cardinals are going to be a much better team than my Cubs this year, who have not gotten anything done in that season. And I think the NL Central is going to be between you guys and the beer-drinking brew crew of Milwaukee. And if I had to put my money on it right now, I have to give the Cardinals a small edge over the Brewers and my horrible Cubs, who've had a nasty, horrible offseason. And I might have to wear a White Sox hat this summer.
Oh,
don't lie to yourself
like that.
That's never going to happen.
What are you doing? Even the White Sox can't get Manny Machado.
They have a giant down arrow on their stadium. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, it's not good. But
as long as they don't, I'm hoping they do get Manny Machado, because that'd be a horrible contract that they're stuck with. But I think I think he goes there, and I think Harper goes to the Dodgers, and that means Trout will probably get $1 billion from the Philadelphia Phillies, and he'll replace Rocky Balboa as a statue of Philadelphia.
Hey, actually, before we let you go, there is some news today that the Padres are the mystery team everybody's been talking about, who have interest in both Machado and Harper. Do you guys have odds on that?
Yes, we did, because I've been telling the Padres been the sleeper ever since he turned down the Nationals, because he's born in Vegas, wants to be really, really close. I think that's why he ends up in the West Coast. He really misses his family, and his wife really likes the West Coast. I would not be shocked if it's the Dodgers and that sleeper San Diego. That's where Bryce Harper plays. He wants to be in the West Coast. Everyone thinks he wants to come to Chicago because Chris Bryant, but we're not even going to have Chris Bryant in the next couple of years. He's going to be gone too, so he'll be in the West Coast, Bryce Harper.
Well, that is Rafael from mybookie.ag. Rafael, thanks so much, and go Cardinals.
Take it easy, guys. I can't believe I have to say that. Yes, go Cardinals. I can't believe you're going to be better than me this year.
Take care, man. That is Rafael from mybookie.ag. Always entertaining and gives us a lot of insight on the gambling world.
He deserved the end of that because of that low-key trolling he was doing there at the end, just waxing philosophical about Super Bowl 36. Like, he wasn't just like little cuts, turn the knife. It was unnecessary, but I understood what he was going for.
Hey, let's go to break, shall we? Our friend John Hadley is walking around the building somewhere. Hey, who knows? But he will be back at some point, and we will, as promised, discuss that. That segment went a little bit longer than we had anticipated, but I wanted to keep going. A lot of good information from Rafael there. So we are going to dive into what we thought, and that is that the Warriors would smash any all-star team you want to put together. In fact, I think we'd probably have to go look at historical teams about who would beat this, historical all-star teams about who would beat this. We need to start looking at Olympic teams instead of all-star.
There's some.
Let's
all-star,
dive into this after
there's
the
some,
break,
there's
Rob.
There's some I can think of from, I think, the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'll try to find them.
And this year ain't the year. So we'll come back on that. It's Hardline.